This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today's wet, heavy snow has slowed down life along the Front Range. With schools and many workplaces closed, a lot of people are just hunkering down. CPR's Megan Verlee has the view from Lakewood.
Hey, we need the moisture, isn't that what they always say?
Lauren Havner says the snow is tough on his 80-year-old back, but he was still getting ready to fire up the snowblower and help his neighbors clear their driveways.
Some of them can't get out, so as long as I can get out and help, I'm willing to do it.
Across the street, Malachi and Weston, both 12 years old, had been out exploring in the snow.
And we help out a car get unstuck from over there.
You unstuck a car?
Yeah.
Did you push it or did you dig it out?
We dug it out.
Excitement over, the boys were headed home to warm up and play video games. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And while the weather is perfect on paper for ski resorts, many opted to close today to discourage unsafe travel. Arapahoe Basin, Eldora, and Loveland Ski Area are among the closed resorts as a heavy winter storm impacts that part of the state. Travel to those resorts is difficult to impossible. Now, Interstate 70 has reopened between Denver and Vail after being closed in both directions, but commercial vehicles are prohibited from Vail to Morrison on I-70 until noon tomorrow. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people have lost power across Colorado. Utility officials say the heavy, wet snow is snapping tree branches and power lines are leading to outages. That includes about 40,000 Xcel Energy customers. Black Hills Energy has reported more than 5,000 outages as well. This is CPR News.